Murder Being Once Done by Ruth Rendell. Read by Robin Bailey. The chapter heading quotations are taken from Sir Thomas More's Utopia in the Ralph Robinson translation of 1551. Chapter 1. The sick they see to with great affection, and let nothing at all pass concerning either physic or good diet, whereby they may be restored to their health. When Wexford came downstairs in the morning, his nephew had already left for work, and the women, with the fiendish gusto of amateur dietitians, were preparing a convalescent's breakfast. It had been like that every day since he arrived in London. They kept him in bed till 10, they ran his bath for him. One of them waited for him at the foot of the stairs, holding out a hand in case he fell, a lunatic smile of encouragement on her face. The other, this morning it was his nephew's wife, Denise, presided over the meagre spread on the dining-room table. Wexford viewed it grimly. Two circular biscuits, apparently composed of sawdust and glue, a pat of unsaturated fat, half a sugarless grapefruit, black coffee, and, crowning horror, a glass of wobbly, pallid substance he took to be yoghurt. His own wife, trotting behind him from her post as staircase attendant, proffered two white pills and a glass of water. "This diet," he said, "is going to be the death of me." "Oh, it's not so bad. Imagine if you were diabetic as well. Who," quoted Wexford, "can hold a fire in his hand by thinking on the frosty Caucasus?" He swallowed the pills, and having shown his contempt for the yoghurt by covering it with his napkin, began to eat sour grapefruit under their solicitous eyes. "Where are you going for your walk this morning, Uncle Ridge?" He'd been to look at Carlyle's house. He'd explored the King's Road, eyeing with equal amazement.